1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's May 1st, and Florida's six-week abortion ban is now in effect. President Biden weighing in.
President Biden, in a new statement, again blames former President Donald Trump for the new abortion restrictions in Florida and similar bans in states across the nation. The president again calling Florida's new policy extreme. Mr. Biden criticizing Trump, saying he, quote, ripped away the rights and freedom of women in America. The president adding, quote, this November, voters are going to teach him a valuable lesson. Don't mess with the women of America. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
More than 100 New York City police officers were deployed to clear pro-Palestinian protesters from an administration building and the Columbia University campus Tuesday night. Around four dozen demonstrators carted off to jail. Chinese state media reporting a highway has collapsed in the southern province of Guangdong. It had been raining heavily for days. At least 19 people were killed. This is ABC News. Want to put some money on that? A popular entertainment chain is giving you the chance to do just that.
If skee-ball and hotshots basketball is not giving you enough action at Dave & Buster's, you'll soon be able to bet on those contests. Technology company Lucra, which allows people to wager on what it calls contests or competitions, says it's reached an agreement with the entertainment chain to put its technology in their app. Players must be 18 or older to take part. A Dave & Buster's executive says it looks forward to giving their loyalty members real-time, unrivaled gaming experiences. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says at least a dozen people in California and Washington state were sickened with E. coli, linked to organic walnuts sold in bulk in 19 states. The nuts sold in natural food and co-op stores like Whole Foods and Market of Choice. Gibson Farms has recalled the walnuts. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome in Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News, and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project. We'll discuss 3rd District congressional politics and more.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon with wind west at 15 to 30, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and thundershowers in the afternoon. 60 the high, more rain likely tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny
need to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Civic Media.
Sure, she'll stop farming when pigs fly. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
I don't know about flying pigs on a Wednesday morning, but I do know the winds are noticeable as you start your day. Come on in, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Jahnke. So glad you're along with us. Yeah, weather-wise, it doesn't look like it's going to be bad as far as temperatures and the clouds. Well, partly sunny to mostly sunny, but the winds are going to be a little noticeable. Along the lakeshore, they've got small craft advisories out. Our daytime highs today are expected to touch out maybe in the low 60s for the La Crosse area, right around 70 degrees in the Madison area. Along the lakeshore, also about 70 degrees. But like I said, that wind could make a difference. Tomorrow, everybody back into the rain forecast. Western Wisconsin could even see a little severe weather. 56 the expected high tomorrow. Madison area, rain on Thursday and 66. Along the lakeshore, you're looking at some morning showers at least and 56 degrees. Stu Mockrag, meteorologist, has weather details. He's up in just a little bit. Introducing you to another one of our Alice in Dairyland finalists. This young woman hails from Kewaunee, where she's using her business administration skills to finish up a degree at UW-Green Bay and then helping out at the farm in a lot of different ways. Kylie Pagel says that's why she's decided she'd like to be our next agriculture ambassador. Stick around for that story and more. Just in time for the grilling season, Bavaria Sausage expanding their retail hours. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Jahnke here, fresh off a visit to Bavaria Sausage at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Now open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. Those are the expanded days of operation, giving you wonderful opportunities to step in and get ready for your grilling supplies, like their always popular red lager beer brats. Take a look at the smoked bratwurst. Maybe you're looking at some of the pre-cooked bratwurst they've got available. Whatever you're looking for, they've got it ready for the grill. And check back often, because I'm really impressed with some of the new flavors that are being developed by Bavaria Sausage. Always with respect to the old world traditions, but also adding a new zing to some of our traditional favorites, like Landjagers. Start shopping now, BavariaSausage.com.
Well, even though it is springtime, that fair season is coming upon us. From getting those animals ready to growing up those crops that will be coming in over the summertime. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire. And I like to get the point of view from the fair veterinarian. And I've got Dr. Meg Mueller here. And I'd like to first of all find out about why do you volunteer to check out those animals at the fair?
One of the things that growing up being an exhibitor at the Eau Claire County Fair was always something that I hoped that one day when I would be a veterinarian that I'd be able to come back to the county and to be able to give back to a program that's very important to me. So being active in 4-H and FFA at the Eau Claire County Fair and what that looks like. And so to me, it's a pleasure to be able to give back to the community, to be involved with the kids and the exhibitors and their projects, and to be able to continue the legacy.
There is really a good reason to have a fair veterinarian on site. And whether you're on site 24/7 or you always can be reached, give me some of those reasons why it's a good idea to have a professional on site.
So a couple of things that immediately come to mind is that fair season in Wisconsin typically is right in those hot times where in the middle of summer. And so anytime we have heat added to animals, that's obviously something that can cause issues. So these animals are going to be under even more stress for the fact that we took them away from home and we're putting them in a different environment. And then we're adding all of those extra things like the heat. And so it is really important that we can have boots on the ground around and watching these animals to make sure that when they're heat stressed, that the kids are taking care of things and what we can do. The other piece is anytime we are commingling animals that have never been around each other or have never left the farm before, that can certainly also present itself with issues, not just stress on that particular animal that can be, but also we can be bringing potential diseases and things that we might not be aware of from that we're commingling those animals. And so that's another issue that we always want to make sure of. And so those animals are stressed out, they're potentially going to have some exposure risks. And so being there to be able to make sure that we're keeping these animals as safe and healthy as possible is really important.
And beyond the big animals that a lot of times you see, you are in charge of some of the smaller animals out there too.
Absolutely. So everything that comes on the grounds is responsible to have their paperwork to make sure where things are. So when it's the cat and small animal show on Friday afternoon, I'm there to check over those animals. So those cats and guinea pigs, and even last year we had a snake, so which is not my personal favorite, but we made a go of it and made sure where things are, and that exhibitor does an excellent job with her animals. And so we're taking a close look at everything and making sure that we do have the paperwork that's right and what we need. Some of that the state requires us to have on hand, and so that's a big part of it. We go through walkthroughs with the state department and to make sure that we have what we need on hand, but also just to make sure, again, that for the safety of our exhibitors and the animals, that we're making sure that everybody's healthy and that we're looking at those critters on a one-on-one basis.
Can you get a little bit more specific on what the state requires when it comes to paperwork?
Yeah, so there are some state requirements across the board that for certain species that need to have health certificates. So the biggest one of those is pigs. And so the pig paperwork is something that's really important. And we work with the Livestock Project kids to make sure that we have those papers correct. And then in the county of Eau Claire, we do have some additional paperwork that we require. So we are in the stance that to make sure that those animals are healthy and to when we're commingling them, that we ask for health papers for all of our larger species. And so we're asking for our sheep and our goats and our cattle to also have additional paperwork to come on the grounds. That makes my superintendents and that makes the rest of us running the fair feel a little bit better that we've had our hands on those animals. It also makes checking a little bit easier so that we know that those animals have been looked at within the last 10 days by a veterinarian in the area and that they're checked off. And so my superintendents can feel a little bit more comfortable when they're getting, and especially when it's hot out, when we're unloading animals, to make sure that we've got that paperwork in place and we can do that. Then we put all of those things together so that when the state comes and checks in on us, usually later in the week, we've got everything ready to go and we put those in binders and we have that. So we've got our dog and cat's rabies certificates. We've got our Coggins papers for our horses that are on the grounds for projects, but also then for demonstrations like our horse pull and our fun show. And so all of those paperwork we put together, even our poultry that have some of their additional testing that needs to be done. So we've got all of that taken care of so that we have everything ready to go so that we can say to the state when they come through that we've got everything and they can feel more comfortable that everything's okay.
Well, we've got our animals checked in and everything seems to be going well, but then we get a hiccup or two. Are you on site and able to offer some assistance to what needs to happen to keep those animals healthy?
Yep. So usually, I'm a phone call away, if nothing else, or I'm on the grounds already. We've also obviously got other clinics in the area, that people use as their regular veterinarian. So we all work in conjunction together. There are very few of us in the area that are still out, doing what we're doing, especially on the livestock, large animal end of it. And so we all work together as a team to make sure that we can keep all of these animals. And especially in this area, all of our county fairs are pretty much back to back to back. So we all try to work together as best as possible to make sure that through that couple weeks of fair that everybody is getting what they need to have done. And so it's obviously always important to make sure that we've got somebody boots on the ground as best as possible.
And you brought up the lack of having the number of boots on the ground in the area. How is that affecting you via fair veterinarian
right back to the office.
Yeah, so it definitely is taking a toll. You know, we've lost several clinics in the area over the last couple of years. And so the amount of time and effort that we need to be putting in and the amount of miles we're putting on at the clinic level has grown significantly in the last couple of years. And so it really honestly puts a little extra stress back on my staff at the office that they know those couple weeks of fare that we try to maybe push back some routine appointments, things of that nature, maybe work on a little bit more of an emergency only basis so that we know that we aren't overstretched and where things are so that we can be on site if we need to, or that we can be available to be able to go back and work through things as best as we can, because we don't want to be to the point where we're so tied down that we can't do what we need to do for the rest of the community as well.
Well, I'd just like to thank you for putting that time in as the fair veterinarian. You've been doing it a few years. I know you helped my kids out as they showed through the ranks. That was Dr. Meg Mueller. She's part of the Osseo Veterinary Clinic. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn here in Eau Claire.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Our Dark Money series has explored how member stockholders of limited liability corporations can use LLCs to hide their political donations. Now we'll see how the wealthy use LLCs to circumvent a state's personal contribution limit. Let's say you're a real estate developer and own multiple properties, each registered as an LLC. You've personally given the maximum allowed by your state, but want to give more. Enter the LLC loophole. In many states, your LLC is allowed to donate too, so you can give tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands more to your candidate. In New Hampshire, Republican Governor Chris Sununu received a pipeline of campaign cash from developers, real estate companies, and other businesses over multiple campaign cycles. In his 2016 race, 17 LLCs donated $7,000 each, controlled by one Dunkin' Donuts franchisee. In 2020, a real estate mogul used four LLCs to donate $20,000. Just last year, Democratic New York Governor Kathy Hochul accepted five $5,000 donations from LLCs tied to a single wine distributor, according to independent news site New York Focus. That reporting shows Hochul received $150,000 from LLCs tied to just nine corporations. This, despite New York's new campaign finance law designed to stop rich donors from getting around the rules. More on that tomorrow. We have articles and explainers at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, a new study outlines just how bad the teacher shortage is getting all across Wisconsin after years of politicians trashing public schools.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
Rainfall, maybe you're all done planting, maybe you observed a fawn or something like that. Anything that's conversational, go ahead and share it with me. 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Here's one you might want to share with folks later today at, I don't even know if I can say water cooler anymore. I don't even know if they've got those. You know, it's kind of interesting to see where agriculture can take you. On the UW-Madison campus, they have been working for years now trying to figure out plants in space. What am I talking about here? Simon Gilroy is a UW-Madison professor and botanist that's been working with NASA to try to figure out some of the answers if we end up needing to grow food in space. He said one of the greatest challenges they have to work on is mimicking gravity.
We have one tool that we use a lot, which mimics one very particular part of not having a directional sense for gravity, and that is a thing called a clinostat. It's very simple. It's just a rotating platform. It rotates very slowly, about one revolution per minute, and we put our plants on it. So it's a vertically rotating wheel. That's a great way to think of it. And what it does is it sort of flips the plants over and flips them over. And so the direction of gravity, as far as they're concerned, is always changing. So it allows us to mimic at least the sort of the confusion of direction part of being in space.
Confusion of direction. I recognize that. That's Simon Gilroy. He's actually a UW-Madison professor and botanist talking about their project with NASA to figure out and overcome the obstacles of trying to grow food in space. And he said they've already begun with some plants.
The most prevalent plants which are grown at the moment that sort of fulfill those goals are leafy greens. But then there is a real psychological component of what's going on. So things like tomatoes have been grown. That's the last plants that we grew on the space station, because you get the fruits of tomatoes, super high nutrition, but also, I mean, they're just really good to eat. And having that psychological boost of fresh food, like from a tomato plant, turns out to be a really, really big thing for astronauts.
Makes sense, doesn't it? Simon Gilroy, one of the researchers working with NASA on the UW-Madison campus, just to put together a plan if we should ever need to depend on agriculture in space to potentially feed our astronauts or who knows what's next. Thank you to Stephanie Siebeck, or Stephanie Hoff, for talking with Simon Gilroy about that. Kind of interesting. Time for us to talk to another space cadet, and he is the one responsible for our weather. How are you doing this morning, Stu?
I'm good, but directional confusion. Buck says you have that.
I do. I'm not even going to go down that route. I have a problem with directional space. What is up, what is down, and I have a problem growing plants. He's the green thumb in the family, so that's the orbit I rely on for my food. But it is kind of novel to think that Wisconsin's got such an important role in trying to answer those questions.
It's unique, you bet.
Well, that's what it's all about, unique here on the Farm Show. Give me something unique about our weather forecast. We've got our six Allison Dairyland candidates heading up to Door County. Bright and shiny tomorrow morning, they got to get after it. And I'm thinking, is it going to be wet? Is it going to be dry? And what about the rest of us?
Well, it's going to be a little wet tomorrow. That's one thing we have to look at. We had a little bit in the nighttime as well. I hear you had the report from Alto. I've had a 69 hundredths of an inch report from La Crosse. Nothing really measurable at the Madison area. 15 hundredths of an inch at Mauston. 200ths at the Fond du Lac County Airport. 400ths at the Sheboygan County Airport. Racine, where's that one? 300ths of an inch. It's been all over. 15 hundredths of an inch up at Appleton. Low pressure moved through pretty quickly last night. There's some rain up in the UP over into lower Michigan, just off the Door Peninsula tip this morning. All pushing away from us. We're going to stay a little drier today, but the next low builds in, and I'd expect some rain, if not late tonight, certainly into Thursday and Thursday night, and it's going to be measurable as we make our way on toward Thursday and into Friday. I'll have forecast details right after this.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All righty, Stu, the floor is yours. What do we got?
All right, that Compere Financial Ag Weather Forecast calls for some sun today after our rain in the night. And I expect some upper 60s or almost 70 many places today. West winds 10 to 20, could even gust near 30, staying breezy. Clouds roll in late tonight. Some showers develop. We drop to about 50 or some upper 40s. Northwest winds becoming northeast 5 to 10. Thursday, mostly cloudy, showers, even thunderstorms, maybe not until afternoon in eastern Wisconsin, earlier in the west. Temps in the mid-60s, low and mid-60s. Southeast winds 5 to 10. Rain more likely at Thursday night, lasts into Friday and ends. We start to clear it out again Friday. Upper 60s or around 70 Friday. And not too bad Saturday, Pam. Maybe a little shower chance in the afternoon. The rain we see tonight into Thursday night could be heavier in western and northern Wisconsin, upwards of 3/4 of an inch, and lighter in the east.
I just got a text message from Seth in Altura, Minnesota. He picked up 0.8 of an inch of rain, he says, overnight. So, like you said, those folks in that geography picking up a little bit more rain already. All right, Stu.
Yeah. All right.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, buddy.
You bet. Bye now.
Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update on a Wednesday. Compure Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Visit Compure.com to find out more. Again, our talk text line, if you want to chat with me, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey. Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on child care. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's May 1st, and Florida's six-week abortion ban is now in effect. President Biden weighing in.
President Biden, in a new statement, again blames former President Donald Trump for the new abortion restrictions in Florida and similar bans in states across the nation. The president again calling Florida's new policy extreme. Mr. Biden criticizing Trump, saying he, quote, ripped away the rights and freedom of women in America. The president adding, quote, this November, voters are going to teach him a valuable lesson. Don't mess with the women of America. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
More than 100 New York City police officers were deployed to clear pro-Palestinian protesters from an administration building and the Columbia University campus Tuesday night. Around four dozen demonstrators carted off to jail. Chinese state media reporting a highway has collapsed in the southern province of Guangdong. It had been raining heavily for days. At least 19 people were killed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Consumer groups accuse big grocery retailers of price gouging. Angela Hoffman is the president of the group Farm Action.
It's one thing to raise your prices to cover higher expenses, but what these companies did is use the pandemic as an excuse to exploit the American people who needed to put food on their tables. And the FTC report shows that they're still doing it.
That report finds retailer profits rose 7% in 2023 compared to 5.6% in 2015. Wisconsin's annual pothole patrol is underway. Governor Evers was in Menominee Monday to launch a new round of pothole filling. As usual, the governor used the occasion to remind drivers to slow down for road crews as roadwork season ramps up again. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get into a brawl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Rays 8-2, but it wasn't easy. Top of the eighth, Tampa Bay's Jose Siri at the plate as both benches cleared for a fight on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
On the ground, first base, Hoskins flips to Uribe. One up, one down, Siri retired. Siri exchanging some words, and here we go. Oh boy, that's not what you want to see. Bullpen's empty, Abner Uribe.
Now, early in the game, Brewers pitcher Freddie Peralta ejected, along with manager Pat Murphy, thrown out for a second night in a row.
I'm not sure what went on with all that. I really am not. You know, all I can say is I'm glad nobody got seriously hurt.
NBA, the Bucks overcome some obstacles and beat the Pacers 115-92 to stay alive, 3-2. Doc Rivers on the win.
I did walk off the floor and I said, we're coming tonight. And I told our coaches that. I said, I don't know if we're going to win, but we're coming to play and win tonight. You can feel it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates. Donald Trump in Waukesha. Crudy will be there. He'll bring you the MAGA on the street. Everything you need to know. Devil's Advocates. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Partly cloudy and a little breezy today. We'll get to around 68 for a high this afternoon with wind west at 15 to 30, gusting to 35. Tonight, partly cloudy, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers and thundershowers in the afternoon. 60 the high, more rain likely tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
Well, Matt, this is really great, but I'm glad I called your football game that night.
Yeah, me
too. I still remember that. That's the last game I ever did at the Bonta Bowl.
I think that might be the last game I ever played at the Bonta Bowl also,
yeah.
So we share that together.
What a great place that is, though.
I loved it, man. Playing on that field, it was so loud being in the bowl there, the crowd noise.
Exactly. Yeah. I still remember that night. It was a rainy night.
Yep.
Isn't that funny? I got weird memories of games.
It is.
Bizarre.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Because we know your barn smells like money. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Yeah, and it's going to be breezy on a Wednesday, carrying that dairy air all across the countryside. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Today's daytime highs, probably around 70 degrees. We should see some sunshine. Western Wisconsin, maybe a few more clouds. And then tomorrow, everybody taking a look at rain in the forecast. So today, first day of May. Welcome in. On this day back in 1941, they started military training on the UW-Madison campus. The then governor signed a bill that called for a compulsory military training for all able-bodied male students during their first 2 years at UW-Madison. They basically did it through World War II. The College of Engineering, they said, trained 100 Navy officers in diesel engineering, 200 mechanics, and 600 meteorologists for the Army Air Forces. That happened on this day back in 1941. On this day in 1840, the very first adhesive postage stamp is made in the United Kingdom. It had the portrait of Queen Victoria on it. Now, you would think that'd be a collector's item, but they made so many of them that you can still purchase them today for about $25. But they created it on this day back in 1840. On this day in 1925, the world's largest trade union was founded. Where do you think it is? What industry do you think it's about? I looked it up. It is the All China Federation of Trade Unions. And they estimate today that that trade union represents 302 million members. And obviously, it's at the center of all the trade in China. And of course, happy birthday to Tim McGraw, celebrating his 57 years on this earth. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. How do we spell it? S-T-E-F-F-E-S group.com. Steffes Group, a great online auction resource right there at your fingertips. And as always, we encourage you, if you want to talk to somebody, a breathing body that understands your business, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. I'm catching up with my friend Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group. Before we take a look at what's going on this week with the Steffes Group, Ashley, take us back to the camp's cow-calf auction and then farm equipment auction that took place last week. We had mentioned how this beef market is just absolutely loony with interest and with prices. How'd it go?
Well, you know, it was a live auction, so we're always happy to do those. And we had just an absolutely huge crowd. Of course, there's a lot of interest in beef cattle right now, but those pairs were selling anywhere from $3,800 up to $5,500 for a cow-calf pair. Of course, he had pretty elite genetics there and things like that. And so we had, I think it was 70 pairs, and then we had some heifers and a few calves to sell. But overall, it went great on the cattle side of things. Equipment side of things, still strong. You know, he had a few pieces of real nice manure spreaders and mixers, and that all brought pretty much top dollar.
And did you notice, I mean, when you've got that feet on the ground experience, you're probably catching not only a lot of locals from the area, but how was the interest in the online bidding, which, remember, folks, happens at the same time?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, all of our live auctions still have live online bidding, and, you know, there was 150 people online plus what we had in the crowd, so that was a good recipe for a good auction.
Well, and having registered cattle anywhere these days is catching a lot of attention. Again, Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group. So let's talk a little bit about some of the sales going on coming up, not just this week, but probably into the front part of May. A little bit of rain in Wisconsin slowing us down on spring planting. You guys are still staying busy, though, huh?
Yeah, we're going to be busy. You know, May, we usually slow down a little bit because guys are in the field and things like that, but again, pushing everything till June. Got a lot of nice retirement sales in June. Our catalog will be coming out the first week of June. So once everyone gets the crop in, we're going to be back at auctions pretty hardcore again.
Don't forget, if you expect you're going to be having an auction and you want to start thinking about being a part of that catalog, reach out to the Steffes Group right away so you can make some of their deadlines. Again, steffesgroup.com, S-T-E-F-F-E-S Group. .com or give them a call, 800-726-8609. I'll be honest with you, Ashley, one auction that's happening today, closing actually at 11 o'clock this morning, is happening in southwest Wisconsin, and it shows the diversity of items that the Steffes Group will handle. It is a hardware party rental auction. Every imaginable kind of tent, table, or chair that our dairy breakfast folks, our county fair folks, if you've got a wedding venue, any of that, there you guys go, surprising me again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've done a couple very large events in Lancaster, so the hardware store reached out to us because they knew who we were, and they've got these, and we're not just talking small tents. If you look at lot number one, it's 60 by 110 foot long tent. Pretty major deal for things like what you're talking about, these big events people are having. And so quite a lot of tents there, all the way on down to the small ones, of course.
Well, like we said, folks, that's a timed auction, so make sure you're checking it out online and looking at all the pictures that the Steffes Group makes available. Steffesgroup.com or pick up the phone and call them, 800-726-8609. That's Ashley Hewen along with us from the Steffes Group.
The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association is kicking off a podcast series that tours specialty crop destinations across the state. Over the next several months, we'll visit strawberry patches, hop gardens, sweet corn stands, and more. WADA Executive Director Sheila Everhart says Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism has a lot to offer.
Wisconsin truly is America's agricultural tourism destination. And agricultural tourism is a way for us to promote specialty crops. It's a way for all of us farmers to work together to bring economic prosperity to our rural communities. It's a way for farmers to have an additional revenue stream to keep that farmland in production, to keep that next generation on the farm.
Learn more at gowiagtourism.com.
Welcome back. I've mentioned to you that Stephanie Hoff and Charity Seebecker are out in Washington, D.C. the front part of this week with other farm broadcasters, tracking down details on what's going on with movement of the Farm Bill, talking about federal milk orders, and keeping an eye on other issues that agriculture worries about, like the labor supply. The Labor Department has issued another lengthy workforce rule. In fact, somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,000 pages of new regulations impacting agriculture employers have been issued within about the past 18 months. Chad Smith gives us an update on why farms are so worried about securing a safe, legal workforce.
A new rule from the Department of Labor is once again adding to the regulatory burden of farmers and ranchers. John Walt Boatwright, Director of Government Affairs with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says that while farmers care about their employees, this rule goes too far by claiming farmers are guilty until proven innocent.
Initially very concerned with the breadth of ambiguity in the rule. Definitely some concerning provisions that are going to amount to more more compliance costs for farmers and ranchers around the country. Like we always say and know, farmers and ranchers care about their employees. This will lead to some very concerning next steps for farmers and ranchers.
Not only is it a financial burden with new costs, but the new rule also means employers will need to spend money on lawyers to help them interpret the new regulations.
Over the past 18 months, we've seen nearly 3,000 pages of new regulations affecting agricultural employers and specifically H-2A employers. So this is going to be an extraordinary undertaking that will have to rely on lawyers to help decipher these new rules and regs.
He wants farmers and ranchers to let their elected officials know this rule is unacceptable.
Well, certainly communicating with members of Congress is always important, letting them know the impact this is going to have to the agricultural economy and how important it is for us to have a stable and reliable workforce, and this challenges that reality.
Learn more at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Well, there's another topic that they're discussing out in Washington, D.C. Thanks, Chad. Well, quick look at markets for you on a Wednesday morning. Grain trade is still under some pressure, and now dairy has started to lose as well. This morning, I'm looking at December new crop corn trading a penny and a quarter lower right now at 4.68. November soybeans, they're down 4.5 right now at 11.55. July new crop wheat, that's up almost 2 cents now at 6.05. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained 8.25 cents to 1.85.5. But 40-pound block cheese went down a quarter at 174.75. AA butter stood still, 296.5. Our May Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning, 11 cents lower at 1827 a hundredweight. The June contract's down 7 at 1859. July Class 3 milk down 7 at 1883 a hundredweight. I don't think there's any doubt. Wisconsinites enjoy their open spaces, their hunting tradition, and how we manage those resources matters. And you really saw that in participation this year with the spring hearing, kind of a cooperative effort between the Wisconsin Conservation Congress and the Wisconsin DNR. More than 18,800 people got involved with the questionnaire and providing some guidance. Rob Bowman, who is the chair of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress, says they love that kind of interaction. I went through and looked at some of the motions that the general public cared about, and I see they passed guidance to reevaluate compensation on wolf depredation events on farms and also ban unapproved fishing contests on small lakes. Just a couple of the takeaways from this spring's Conservation Congress DNR questionnaire.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you hear a siren, it could be a response for help after a fall. Oshkosh Fire Chief Mike Stanley says it's the number one reason for calls to his department.
Much more significantly than we respond to fires, to heart attacks, car accidents, traumatic injuries. We're going on fall calls more often than not.
Stanley hopes a new partnership with the company behind a free balance training app, Nimble, N-Y-M-B-L, can help seniors avoid falls by improving balance with exercises from the app.
I can do this from my home. I can do this from my living room so that I don't have to worry about securing a ride to go somewhere.
Look for more information going out with water bills across Oshkosh this month. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Mino and the Mayor.
Today's also Lingerie Day. John, did you ever buy lingerie for anybody?
Yes. I never did.
Even when I walked through Walmart?
Yeah. I sure would buy lingerie at Walmart. Oh, my God.
Todd, can you take that clip and make a promo?
Let me write that down. That's 6:20.
I never buy my lingerie at Walmart.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Peach Waba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell to me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Wednesday at 8, I'll be joined by Roger Grindel and Mark Berman. Then at 9, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Green Bay campus with a degree in business administration. Now, at first blush, you might say business administration and agriculture, but Kylie's had a great opportunity to bring the two together. She explains growing up on the farm and how it's ultimately led her to wanting to be an agriculture ambassador.
So my story starts when I was 6 years old with my family up at our dairy or our heifer facility in Coleman, Wisconsin, learning how to drive a skid steer and walk cows and move cows. It was interesting, and that just kept growing with me. I was out doing barn chores and everything with my family. Then at the age of 15, I came back to Kewaunee, and I was back with my family here. The operations were a little bit bigger here, so then I was just working in our office as an intern, and I've just kind of grown with it. I've gone out, done different things at different facilities. I took on an internship in upstate New York doing financial accounting, and then I ultimately came back to the farm. They needed some help with marketing, and I just hopped right in, and now it's my full-time position.
We all love agriculture. Tell me about the special niche where you feel your strengths are. Is it the financing? Is it the animal agriculture side? What do you think?
I definitely think that my heart lies in the education of agriculture and dairy and everything in between. I love the look of a person's face when the light bulb really clicks and they understand exactly what you're saying, or when I have tours of little kids that are 4 or 5 years old asking me where the chocolate milk is, because, you know, brown cows produce chocolate milk. But just getting to educate everyone is huge to me.
Now, you've had a lot of marketing experiences, and when I say that, I know the Pagel operations give you a lot of different looks at what dairy can be.
Yeah, for sure. I've done many different things, from educating to just talking about our family, our history, kind of what we got going on at the farm, and just the overall aspect of that, but even to grow from there. I've done marketing other places. When I was doing my internship, it was a financial consulting internship, but I took on their marketing while I was out there because they needed help with it, so that's what I did too. I redid all their marketing materials while I was out there before I left. And then I came home and I just kept doing it.
Yeah, right. What do you think is the greatest unknown about Wisconsin agriculture, Kylie? You're heavy in dairy. I'm a dairy kid too, but there's so much more. Tell me a little bit about how you expect to evolve into the Alice spot.
Well, what I think one thing that not many people see as outsiders is that there is a huge heart when it comes to agriculture and it comes to dairy, that you might have a farmer that's 5 miles down the road, 10 miles down the road. We're a huge community, but in the broader aspect, we're a huge family. It doesn't matter if you're not blood related. At the end of the day, farmers are family.
You've had an opportunity to interface a little bit with the general public, but they're coming to you interested in a farm. What about the spin that Alice has of trying to go to people that have no knowledge, no interest necessarily in agriculture?
Well, I think it's a very delicate situation you got to take on, because you just have to ensure that the picture that you're trying to paint, that you're painting it in the right way. But, I mean, we can go 20 miles down the road into surrounding counties, and people don't know what's going on because of those different, you have school districts that are in big rural parts of town. But I think painting that picture for everyone, but also helping expose people and getting people involved with doing tours of facilities. So bringing people out to different farms and to different places where they can see an actual cow or calf or horse, whatever kind of farm you're at. But to get that exposure and really help get those directions moving, because while I can paint a pretty picture, I can't show you what I'm talking about unless we're physically there.
Mm-hmm. Now, Alice gives you all kinds of different arteries. Have you thought in your mind, oh man, if I get a chance, I'd like to try this. I think I'd do better at this. Do you role play that in your head, Kylie?
I do a lot of thinking every single day, and I'm going to roll with the punches and take what life throws at me. I think that everything that this could offer will be a great opportunity, and I'm going to take it and run with it as fast as I can. But, I mean, everything coming back, I think what Alice stands for is amazing and great, and I want to continue that greatness.
I love the enthusiasm. That young woman from Kewaunee is Kylie Pagel. Like she said, getting ready to graduate from the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay with a degree in business administration that she is bringing home to the farm every day in personnel management and public relations. One of six finalists that would like to be our next agriculture ambassador. I hope they can keep that energy level up. Honestly, I just took a look at their itinerary. Starting this afternoon, those finalists will arrive in Door County. They are going to start bright and shiny tomorrow morning with agribusiness visits and tours in the Door County area. 7:45 tomorrow morning, they'll be at Sully's Produce in Sturgeon Bay. Then it's on to Cherryland Dairy Farm and Henschel Sawmill. Lautenbach's Orchard Winery and Market in Fish Creek will host them late morning, along with Bailey's Harbor Fish Company. Learning a little bit more about that side of Door County agribusiness that you might not otherwise think of. On Friday, they'll be at several different cheesemaking operations, and they'll also be showcasing Wisconsin products during a special Meet the Candidates Wisconsin Product Showcase at Door County Boardwalk's Gala in Sturgeon Bay on Friday. The Alice in Dairyland finale concludes about 9 p.m. on Saturday evening with the announcement of our next Alice in Dairyland. And, of course, we will be there. Follow along and keep up on all the details. MidwestFarmReport.com or see some of the pictures of Stephanie Hoff and Charity Seebecker out in Washington, D.C. They've been posting some fun ones. Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook or our brand new Midwest Farm Report Facebook page as well. Catch up with you tomorrow morning, same time, same channel.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Jahnke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Keldo Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
And it's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Farming and ranching can be stressful, really stressful, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Here's the late John Denver.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back.
But in reality, it's not much of the time. Colorado State University, Montana State University, and the University of Nevada at Reno surveyed Western farmers and ranchers to look at stress, resiliency, and mental wellness. Brenda Freeman of Reno Extension says farmers are often stressed by external factors.
In stress management, control is a big issue. We do better in terms of stress if we have some degree of a sense of control over it. And many of these external stressors, you have little control over them. And so that adds to the stress element with that type of adversity.
A colleague of Freeman's at Reno, Lindsay Chichester, says work-life balance is not really a farm thing.
When you're working on the same place that you are living, you don't really get a break. You're on call 24/7. Life happens. Obviously, we can't ever plan anything in agriculture to a certain extent. When you're working, it's hard to relax because something always pops up. If any of you in agriculture have ever thought about taking a vacation, you know how challenging that can be. So it's just a lot to balance living where you work in those spaces as well.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On our next show, Big Wayne and Julie Mazzolini talk about mindful spring cleanup.
Then Director of Public Affairs for the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Popke, stops by the show as well. Don't miss it.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More college protests overnight. That is police moving in on students who had barricaded themselves in a building.